I'm gonna be under, going to the little peach tree. I'm gonna ask my own true love, darling, would you marry me? Oh, cried a little fox in the grass. 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 Late one night when the moon was bright, Katie and I did roam. I took her up, I took her down, but I took her right back home. Oh, cried a little fox in the grass. 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 Always been a gambler, been so all of my life. Fetch my land, my horse, my cow, Katie's gonna be my wife. Oh, cried a little fox in the grass. 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 I'm gonna be yonder, going to the little peach tree. I'm gonna ask my own true love, darling, would you marry me? Oh, cried a little fox in the grass. 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 Oh, cried a little fox in the grass.
That's Hannah Shira Naiman with Little Fox from her album Tether My Heart. Hannah is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. It's a fabulous weekend that takes place every fall. It's my great pleasure to welcome Hannah in because I have interviewed Hannah before. It was two or three years ago, and I've had a chance to see her play two or three times since then. So Hannah, great to have you join us today.
Thanks very much for having me. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about where you're at with your music.
At this moment, I am in the process of recording a new album, in the infant stages of that recording project. So I have a lot of new material that I've been working on, including something really exciting that I've been debuting this weekend at the conference, which is a collaboration with a good friend of mine, Chris Godzik. Chris is a puppeteer, and he lives in Montreal, and he's been creating shadow puppet choreographies to accompany some of the new material. And he also is a string puppeteer. He's got some marionettes he's working with as well. And so that's going to be a really exciting feature of the new release.
Now, as a musician, you have a very interesting background because I know your parents are both very well known in the folk field. But also you actually trained, I think, in contemporary dance?
I did, yes. In my rebellious years, before I recognized that I wanted to be more a part of the folk music scene, I was really embracing the contemporary aspect of the art. So yeah, I trained in contemporary dance at Concordia University, which is in fact where I met Chris Godzik, the puppeteer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And your father is Arnie Naiman, who's well known as a banjo player.
That's right, yeah.
And your mother is Kathy Reed Naiman.
Yes.
her music is pretty diverse because she does a lot of children's music, but she also puts out some other music, right?
Yeah, she has over a dozen children's music CDs for early childhood development CDs. And she also is in a duo with my father called Ragged But Right, and they play some of the really old country songs together. And she's been making music of all sorts since she was a young woman.
And I know last time we talked, we were at a wonderful concert in Rockwood, and you were telling us about your trip down into, was it West Virginia you headed down to?
Yeah, West Virginia and Virginia.
Where there really is a wonderful community that absolutely loves old-time music. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure, yeah. I was really fortunate to get some funding through Canada Arts Council to travel down to that part of the world and take fiddle lessons from some of my inspirations down there. And so I collected a whole wealth of fiddle tunes, and I also studied some flatfoot dancing, some clogging. I collected some songs and some tricks on the guitar, and it was kind of a time for me to explore the other elements of old-time music besides the banjo stuff that I am doing currently and was doing back then as well. So it was a little side trip to study old-time music and culture.
So did you actually grow up with the banjo, or did you not sleeping with the banjo or anything, did you actually grow up with a banjo, or did you grow up with a guitar?
You know, I actually probably did take a few naps beside the banjo as a child. but no, my dad was the banjo player in the family until I was in my 20s, and I played some guitar, and I played sort of, you know, I learned how to play a couple of Cranberries songs and Ani DiFranco, and I just sort of dabbled in that sort of realm. And yeah, it wasn't until my 20s that I sort of turned back and looked at what my dad had been playing and picked up the banjo. I had taken some fiddle lessons as a kid, and at the time I also was, you know, taking ballet lessons and jazz and tap and choir and all these things. And I remember my mother saying, you know, something's got to give, Hannah. You can't do it all. I studied contemporary dance after a brief stint in Ottawa studying French, decided that wasn't for me, needed something more artistic, and went to Concordia for
dance. That's obviously the creative spirit.
Yes. I have a tendency to not be able to commit to one genre or or art form.
But I think you're mostly committed to the banjo now.
I'm in it now. There's no turning back.
Yeah. You know, banjoitis or whatever they call
it. Yeah, right.
You have the banjo with you.
Yeah.
Are you going to play for us today?
Sure. Yeah. I'll play you a new song. It's one that I I was in the studio just a little while before this conference working on it. It's called Ruby Key, and the song was commissioned by Anastasia Maywood, who's a friend of mine, another dance friend of mine in Alberta. And she is going to be choreographing some contemporary dance along to this song and one other that I composed for her. So it's called Ruby Key. I like cherries, I like pie, I like birdies when they fly. Ruby Key, Ruby Kai. Hear those doggies moaning low, hear that little creek as she flows. Ruby Key, Ruby Kai. Oh, won't you come and walk along, listen to my poor sad song. Ruby Key, Ruby Kai. Mm-hmm. prettiest girl that I did see wore her hair down to her knee. Ruby Key, Ruby Kai. The saddest place that I do know is sitting by love gone cold. Ruby Key, Ruby Kai. I like cherries, I like pie, I like birdies when they fly. Ruby Key, Ruby Kai. Ruby Key, Ruby Kai.
That's Hannah Sharon Naiman with Ruby Key for Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. It's great to have you join us in the studio today. So that's a new song that will be choreographed for festival performance? Is that what's going to happen?
Anastasia is creating a work that will be performed in Alberta. I believe it will be performed at fringe festivals. I'm not entirely certain what the destination is for that. I am sure she has great ideas in mind. But so that's the bare bones of that song. And the last time I heard it in the studio, we had just added some bowed bass, viola, and violin. So I think it's going to be quite a lovely building, swoony kind of song.
And will that appear on the next album?
It will. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You come to a conference like this. Actually, I'm encouraged. I see lots of banjos, and I do believe the world needs more banjos. So who are your main influences on the banjo?
Well, I've got to say my dad is a pretty big influence on the banjo. He really instilled in me the idea that a banjo was made to be played in a certain way, you know, in the clawhammer style, if it's a clawhammer banjo. And I see a bluegrass banjo, and I hope for those who are holding that banjo to play it in a bluegrass fashion. And so, you know, I'm most inspired by the banjoists who have really thought about the style of their instrument and pursued that.
You play another song for us today?
Yeah. I'll play another one that I'm working on for the new album. And this is one that here at the conference, we're working on some shadow puppetry for. It's a murder ballad. And it's called The Blue House. Follows that classic sort of Appalachian story of a devilish fiddler and his malintent. And it's called The Blue House. A young maid, fair as day, wandered far from her home on her own. She got lost in the rambling wood, fell asleep by a babbling brook. When she woke, then she spoke, then she spoke. When she woke, then she spoke, and she said, take me down to the blue house, the blue house, the blue house. Take me down to the blue house, the bottom of the hill. Three small birds, black as night, came to rest by her side. Said, fair maid, you should not go. Keep away from the house below. One by one, off they flew, telling not what they knew. Just singing, keep away from the blue house, the blue house, the blue house. Keep away from the blue house, bottom of the hill. Four small knocks at the door and one more. Cocked her ear to hear his footsteps on the floor. said fair maid, do come inside. Warm your hands by the fireside. She sat down and he rosined up his bow, played a tune on his fiddle soft and low. Yes, he played the tune of the blue house, the blue house, the blue house. Played the tune of the blue house, bottom of the hill. Then he took her lily white hand, said, come along, let me show you all the magic of my song. Was the last of the fair young maid, dug her grave with a silver spade. And now she lies among the others in that land, but the man still holds that fiddle in his hand. And he'll play the tune of the blue house, the blue house, the blue house. Forever the tune of the blue house, the bottom of the hill. And it's keep away from the blue house, the blue house, the blue house. Keep away from the blue house, the bottom of the hill.
That's Hannah Shira Naiman with The Blue House, a new song she's debuting on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. You'll be heading into the studio fairly soon to work on these songs?
That's right.
And you're working on the shadow puppetry. I'm curious as to how you'll put them together. Do you see that maybe videos that will accompany the new album?
Yeah. In fact, Chris is working on a video for Tether My Heart, in fact. So going back through the old repertoire. So that'll be up shortly.
If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
My website is a good place to go. It's my full name, HannahShiraNaiman.com.
That's wonderful. We're going to finish with another track from the album, Tether My Heart, one of my favorite albums that came out in 2013.
You are going to be playing Tekakwita, which is a song I wrote way back before I even knew how to play the banjo. So it's I'm playing guitar on this track. And it is inspired by Leonard Cohen's novel, Beautiful Losers. There's a character in that novel. She's a Mohawk saint. And I was driving around the countryside in Montreal many years ago and came across an old church by the water. And I was driving around with this man that he really liked me a lot. And I just didn't like him the same way. I had been reading Beautiful Losers and I didn't really understand much about that book. You know, it's not really a book to be understood. It sort of just washes over you in its abstract glory. But as I was looking out on that church across the water riding with this man, I was thinking about that hardworking woman who surely had men throwing themselves at her feet and was not interested in anything but her goals. And I guess I related. Not that I had tons of men falling at my feet. Just the one. But it was enough for me to write a song out of. So that's where this came from.
This is Hannah Shira Naiman with Tekakwita from the wonderful album Tether My Heart. You've been listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm John Hall. And we look forward to the next time.
Thanks so much.
Took a drive with the top down, watched the trees roll by. Came to the water, and by that old convent house I had a notion of old days. She'd rise at dawn, and amid that fresh night laden dew, she'd kneel down low beneath the statue. She'd wish her unpure sins away. Catherine, her eye on
recorded and chased, she would not settle. And she had hope, though she never felt love. Standing across from the sea light, I think I knew something of her plight. For though he's handsome and kind, and though he loves me, I cannot say I feel the same. Top down, watch the trees roll by. Came to the water and by that old convent house, I had a notion of old days.